Good morning. It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with? Amen. And she said amen. The baby. We have a few announcements. Please find some information in your bulletin. I'm going to highlight some of them. It is a Lenten season, and we have Bible study. We have four of them, so you can join. You can find any of them. You find interest, please, I really encourage you to find one or two and join a small group. That's going to be really helpful and nourish our body, nourish our soul and spirit. So please remember that. And this coming Saturday, a men's group will host ham dinner. Finally. Yeah, I'm going to taste some ham dinner, so please remember that. It will be between 5 to 7 this coming Saturday, and carryout will be available, and your donation will be accepted at the door, and that's going to be used for mission. And this month, Loose Coin will go help Midwest Mission Distribution Center. Yes. This month, we have been helping Midwest Distribution Center. They have been really faithful, helping people, especially the people who lost their houses and properties by natural disasters. And Linda, it's going to be Tuesday morning, right? Lily, Easter flowers, if you want to honor your beloved one, please make an order form, and you can leave it in the office or leave it in the offering plate as well. We will accept the order by Tuesday morning. Okay. Oh, membership care team will have a meeting between the services. And today, our liturgist is Randy. Let's gather our mind. Oh yeah, let's sing together. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to church. If you could please stand as you are able, join me in the opening prayer. God of embracing love, gather us under the wings of your love. Send your Holy Spirit into our worship this day, that we may strengthen for the time ahead as we seek to walk faithfully with Christ all the way to the cross. Be our light and our salvation, that we may live in your presence and walk in your ways all the days of our life. Amen. You could remain standing and join us in our opening hymn, All Verses, Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best hope by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom and Thou my true word, I ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. Thou and Thou only first in my heart, great God of heaven, my treasure Thou art. Great God of heaven, my victory won, may I with heaven's soil bright have sown. Ever before, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Amen. Please be seated. Bless you. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns during the week. We have a few people who have birthday. Bruce, Stephanie, Jen. Oh, Jen. Did I see her? Okay. Alice and Jillian. You can make a phone call or send a card and say happy birthday. Please say happy birthday for her. Yes. Now, I'd like to invite you to share your joys and concerns. What joy you want to share as family and prayer request? Oh, yes. Yes.
This year, and on the table right out back here, there's a sign up if anyone would like to donate a casserole, an egg casserole. And the good news is, eggs are going down in price now.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Thank you.
Also, I'd like to ask prayers for a friend, Dawn Hoover. Her name, she's not real old. I think she might be around 50, maybe not quite yet.
Oh.
Oh. And she's in Rockford and all kinds of other health problems.
Thank you for sharing. Please remember Dawn in your prayers. Thank you. Yes.
Joy. Jen is walking.
Yes.
But still pain.
Yes, she said five. 0 to 10, today it's 5. That's a really, really good number now so far, right? Yeah, thank you. Please continue to have Jen in your prayers for her fast recovery. So happy to see you. And
I am here, yes.
Yes. James is here. So happy to see you. Yes. Please continue to have James in your prayer as well. Yes. And other joys and concerns?
Prayers for all the people who have been affected by all of this bad weather, the snow out west and the tornadoes down south.
Yes, yes. Bad weather, especially the downside. I mean, oh, yes.
A couple of the friends of mine have COVID.
Oh.
So it's still around people.
Yes. Yes. During the week, I had a clergy gathering in our conference, about 120 people gathered. Technically, we got over 130 registered, but over 10 people, they said, I have cold, I have flu, I have so, I have so, I have so. Wow. Yeah. It's really cold this season. Flu season, so please remember many people who are sick and ill in your prayers. And today and tomorrow, there is a candidate in our conference. There is a candidate conference. That means 9 candidates will do interview to be ordained. I don't know how many will pass the interview, but that means if they pass, they will be ordained this coming annual conference. Who knows? Maybe one of them will come here to serve this beautiful church in 10 years or 20 years. So please remember the candidate might be future pastor of this church as well. So please remember that. And please continue to have people in Turkey, Syria, and Ukraine, and Russia. And also have the people whom we have been praying for, Warren Hoek, Gloria Grant, Marion Peake, David Six, Kevin Newland, Reverend Normal Parson. Let's turn to God and pray. Lord. Thank you for calling us this morning. This morning we have gathered in your name with honesty and humility, Lord. We come to you to praise you, to know and to get reminded that we belong to you. We are your children. Sometimes we have no greater expectation than getting through the day, one day at a time. Sometimes we get lost at work and in many demands and pressures, so much stress of life. We become impatient and afraid. Lord, be patient with us. Inspire us and guide us. Lord, you have been calling your people on a journey, just like the Israelite in the wilderness. Lord, life for us every day seems like wilderness. They grumbled and complained years ago, and we sometimes grumble and complain, questioning where you are. We are not perfect, Lord. But you are abundant in your grace, mercy, and guidance. Lord, we give you thanks for this beautiful community. We give you thanks for the people you have gathered in our lives. Lead us, guide us, and help us love more and more. God, we named and have many people in our prayers. You know each one of them. We express our joys and concerns because we believe you listen to our joys and concerns. Remember each one of them and touch their body and touch their soul. And we pray for their strength and healing. God, we need you. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance. We need your inspiration. Be with us. And help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Let's sing together Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, verses 1 and 2.
Immortal, invisible, God Only Wise, enlightened, accessible,
our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, and ancient of days. Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, no wanting, no wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountain high, soaring above. Thy clouds, the fountain of goodness, love.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, then verse 14, and then verse 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And verse 18. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And have a sermon series. And this Lenten season, we have John's Gospel. And I really want to encourage you to read the Gospel of John. John's Gospel. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. Once you begin to read chapter 1, yet somehow some of you might be confused with a lot of words. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and Word was God. Word, 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 Word. Doesn't it sound like Matthew chapter 1? Somehow you find the genealogy of Jesus, the father of somebody, father of somebody, father of somebody, and never ends. Sometimes, words, words, words. It confused. What does that mean? What does that mean? But once you dive into John's Gospel, I guarantee you, it is one of the most beautiful chapters in the entire Bible. John chapter 1. It is so beautiful and powerful. It tells us who Jesus is. What it means to us. What it means to follow Jesus. So I really want to encourage you to read John's Gospel. Each Gospel has different writers and different audience. They all describe who Jesus is and try to illustrate the kingdom of God. But they have different characteristics and different approach to talking about Jesus. For example, if you want to read a gospel that is more concise and accurate in timely manner, that is Mark's gospel. And if you want to read a gospel that connects more to the Old Testament with Jewish perspectives, that is Matthew. And if you want to read a gospel highlighting the people that Jesus spent most of the time, that is Luke. Despite the differences, Matthew, Mark, and Luke deliver mainly the same account in a similar order. But John is different. John is unique. He has different perspectives. And John's main point is what Jesus means and why we need to believe in Him and what it means to believe in Jesus. John's Gospel talks less, He takes less care of timeline, so you may find some confusing point, because all he cares was about Jesus, and Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah that we have been waiting for, and Jesus brings salvation. That's why the overarching theme of this gospel is Jesus' death and resurrection. In the last 3 days of Jesus' life, it takes almost one-third of this gospel. So when we read John's gospel, we need to know there is always a deeper meaning. There is what we read at a surface level. Wednesday evening, we are studying on John's gospel. In the beginning, it says, it is like a kid's pool. Very, not deep. But once you dive in, it's too deep. That is John's gospel. So much meaning. So much meaning. And John believes that Jesus is the source of life. And he wants to make sure that we know that and we get it and we believe in Jesus. What's interesting is the other three Gospels, their point, their focus is not mainly on our personal relationship with Jesus. Their focus is talking about who Jesus was and what happened. But in John's Gospel, we find this idea of our personal relationship with Jesus. That is John's Gospel's main focus. Christ is not somebody who lived 2,000 years ago, but our Lord, our friend, our Master, right now. And we find the life in our relationship with Jesus. So first chapter is so powerful. The Greek word for the word is logos. It is the word you recognize. It is the base of the word logic. So when John is using this word, he's pointing to the fact that God is the logic, reason, wisdom, and word behind everything that exists. He tells us that creation, you and me and all the world, has reason and rational. And there is a purpose behind the creation. And you remember going back, all the way back to the book of Genesis, God speaks and the creation happens. Let there be light. And done. Let there be light. And there was light. And God said, it was good. God speaks, and creation happens. God is the source of intellect and rationale behind everything that exists. That is what John is drawing from the book of Genesis when he talks about Jesus. God is the source of everything, and without God, nothing came out into being. And in fact, John is expanding this idea. He says, the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory and the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The central claim of this entire John's Gospel, it is, God has come in human flesh to speak to us. We can summarize. If you summarize the whole Bible, that's going to be God's love. But if we summarize John's gospel, that means God has come to speak to you. God has come to deliver God's love. God has come to be friend with us. God the creator of the universe has become like us, taking human flesh. And that's the aim of John's gospel. And this is the underlying conviction. And theologians, they call this incarnation. Carnate means flesh, our human flesh. So incarnation means in the flesh. So when you look at Jesus, when you hear Jesus, we see and hear the heart and character of Jesus revealing to us, not just 2,000 years ago, but today, revealing to us who God is. And in our scripture reading, it says, what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So there are two compelling ideas here, light and life. These two words are found in all Gospels, and these are the major theme of John's Gospel, which help us to understand Jesus came to overcome the darkness and become the light for us. There are times we feel darkness in our lives, so many cases, so many happenings, and we feel darkness when natural disasters, such as tornado, hurricane, or flood. Many years ago, I went to Washington, Illinois, with a group of people and helped the tornado victims. Over 100 houses were literally torn down. And you can see the picture of the door. That house was totally torn down, except somehow that door. So you can just open the door, or you can just walk around the door. We cleaned the mess and broken pieces of house. It was like endless work. I still remember in the evening, the owner of the house, he talked to us. He didn't know what to do. Yes, he was really grateful that none of his family members got hurt or dead. Everyone survived, but his home, where his family had lived for over many decades, was gone. All the memory, and he didn't know what to do. Then people came to help and prayed for them and feed them. And he felt the light and hope through the people of God. And he said he had never felt the love of God more before. And he gave us a beautiful testimony standing right there in his devastated house with a big smile. That's one of the stories, what Jesus does in our lives. He comes in the dark places of our lives. For some of us, dark places have been when we lost our job, when we are just diagnosed with some illness, when we lost our beloved ones or spouse. Or darkness, or dark places might be a metaphor for the moment when you do not know what to do, where to go, where I am. In a hopeless situation, in all of them, we find and we feel and we experience darkness. What Jesus offers us is the light in our darkness and hope for future. His light in guiding us to see the way forward by the things that He taught us and showed us through His message and His life. And He shows us forgiveness, love, and grace. And He shows us compassion, kindness, and mercy. And that's the way we are supposed to live. It is like Jesus saying to us, this is the path. This is the way you are meant to go. When you walk in the dark, light, we find life. Life goes better when you walk in the light, Jesus, not in the darkness. When we walk in the darkness, we stumble and we fall. We end up very lost. So Jesus came to be the light for us in our lives so that we might see the light and help others to see the light as well. That's why Jesus says to His disciples, let your light shine before others so that they might see your good works and give glory to your God. That is our mission. Every day we take this light of Jesus Christ in our family, in our neighbors, in our work, and in our every single relationship with others. That is our mission as Jesus' disciples. And Jesus is not just light, but also life. It's really key words in John's Gospel. It says, these are written. It is like John says, I have written down this document so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. I want you to know Jesus is the Son of God. And through believing, you may have life in His name. That's the purpose of John's writing. And this idea of life comes over and over throughout the entire Gospel of John, saying Christ is life, and He brings life to us. It is like in Jesus we find the life. It's not just about eternal life after our days on earth. Eternal life with Jesus starts now. When you trust in Jesus, in His word and life, we live differently because we know that death is not the last word for us. It changes how we live our lives. This is what it means. It's in the essence of having a relationship with Christ. We trust in Christ and believe in Him, and we find ourselves living our lives by His word. And that starts with a simple act of trust. During this Lenten season, we will continue to have who Jesus is and what He means to us. He's the light and life. He is the incarnation of God, the Word made flesh. He has given us the light and empowered us to share the light. And how do we access that light and life? It is to trust in Him. We put our trust in Christ so that we may find light and life. And it is found in our relationship with Jesus. It is like every day we say and pray, Lord, I'm yours and you are mine. Teach me what you want me to do. Guide me on how I live my day today. Russell Moore once said, For too long, we have called unbelievers and our friends and neighbors to invite Jesus into their lives. Then he continued, Jesus doesn't want to be in your life. You need to listen carefully. Jesus doesn't wants to be in your life. Your life is wreck. Jesus calls you into his life. His life is not boring or purposeless. I love what he said. I want to repeat and use what he said. We are not inviting Jesus into our lives, but we are stepping into his life, trusting him, seeking to follow him, and loving him, and serving him, so that we may find Jesus changing our lives, and we find the light and life. Amen. At the beginning of the sermon, I told you, it's kind of confusing. I said, word, and in Matthew, father of Isaac, father of somebody, exactly 52, father of somebody. And now, did you count how many times I mentioned light and life, light and life, life and light. Was I confusing you? Okay, that's good, because I was going to kind of summarize. It's bread. Simple bread. You can buy a lot at a grocery store, or you can bake some. But it represents God's love for you and me. How desperate God wants to speak to you and me, that I love you. Yes, she said amen. God wants to speak to us that I love you. As we take the bread and wine, we said, yes, yes, Lord. I know you want to speak to me. I know you want to be friend with me. I know you want me to have light and life. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Lord, bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. God, make these bread and wine the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. As we receive this bread and wine, Lord, we say yes. We want to be more like you. We want to trust you more. Lord, lead us. Amen. You? Shall we? We find hope in Jesus because the last words of the sermon, I mean, Russell Moore, he said, our life is kind of mess sometimes. We have so many joys, but concerns. Happy moment, but I know some of you are still dealing with a lot of tax game, right? Yeah, a lot of issues in your life circle, in your relationship, at work. But what Jesus means is healing, restoration, and hope for the future in our personal life, in our community, and beyond. And our journey is, let me just remind you again and again and again and again, our life's journey is walking with Christ like a treasure hunt. We find God's presence and help in our daily lives every day because we have hope and we are grateful. With all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, we give thanks to God and present our life, our time and talent and resource to God with hope that God is leading us. Amen.
If you could join in our prayer of dedication. God of light, your blessings are as numerous as the stars. Your mercy is as deep as the sea. For gathering us into your embrace and for your many blessings, we offer you our tithes and offerings, as well as our time and talents. May these gifts be a source of blessing for others, that all might know promise of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you could remain standing and join in our closing hymn in the Faith We Sing book, Lord, listen to your children praying.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Please remain standing and receive the benediction. God has blessed us with this beautiful community of faith with one another, and we are gathered together in one spirit, and we are called to love in Christ's love, and we are truly blessed to be in, and we are called to bring this love out. So now, go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, the love of God, the Creator, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.